How are you doing?
All right, so I have to mute. Everybody has to mute everybody. Okay, we're in Nun Zion Lamed Aleph. Let me go back to Nun Vav Beis. I'll go back to the Mishnah on 56B. 56B, Nun Vav Amud Beis. Page, whatever page. It's around 10 lines from the bottom. Okay, so we went over this Mishnah yesterday, but I'll go over again today. So the Mishnah says, now there's more than one way to learn this Mishnah, but the first chat that Rashi has, even though Rashi rejects it, but Tosfos likes it, and I think I'm going to stay with it. He says, we're talking about Benot Kohen, women who come from, you know, family of Kohenim. So they eat Truma. So he says, Manitin Alman on the Kohen Gadol, Rusha Chalutz the Kohen Yod, Menot Eris and Loyuflu Betruma. So if, let's say, a woman's an Almana, you know, so she's going back to her father's home, she's eating Truma, or she's a Grusha Chalutz, she goes back to, assuming she has no children, she goes back to the father's home and eats Truma. So, but then she has the shidduch with this other, with the Kohen. So, not a shidduch, she has Erusin. So he says, then Erusin lo yichlu b'truma. Once they do Erusin with an almana with the Kohen Gadol, or Gushu Chalutz with the Kohen Hedyot, lo yichlu b'truma. So the right to Truma terminates because they're omeid. At that point, they're lined up to engage in a Bia Asurim, not yet, but a Bia Psula. In other words, the Torah prohibits them from having it, but that's what they're lined up for, according to Reb Meir. The first opinion is going to be Reb Meir, we'll see it in the Gemara. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Machshirin. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon say, notwithstanding the fact that they went through Erusin, the right to Truma does not terminate yet, until they do Nisuin, until Nisuin doesn't terminate. Then the Talmud of Mishnah says that the Armelo and the Garshu, if, on the other hand, conversely, if they're then widowed or they're divorced after this, from the second situation, mina nisuin psulo. So if it's after nisuin, they're psulo, meaning they can never marry a Kohen. Let's say Grusha certainly can't marry a Kohen, but even if she was an Almana, she can't, and the right to Truma is terminated. He says, mina erusin kshedra. But if it was terminated after Erusin, so now they go back to the status quo ante. They could be to Truma, even according to Reb Meir, the first opinion that says when they go through Erusin, they can't eat Truma, but he agrees that if it's terminated after Erusin, they could. Because the reason that he said they couldn't eat it after Erusin is because they were lined up for Bia Psula. Now they're not lined up for Bia Psula, so they can eat the Truma. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did in the Mishnah just now? Okay, so I'm going on into the Gemara. Okay, so again, we learned to machloket in the Mishnah. If you have a woman, a man, or a grusha chalutza, and she goes through Erusin, does her right to Truma terminate or not? And she's a bat kohen. So Gemara Tani, we learned the Braisa. I'm a Rebbe Meir, Kava Komen. A Rebbe Meir is the first opinion in the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't identify him, but we know Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, but it's going to be clear that he's Reb Meir. So Reb Meir holds that the right term, it terminates. So Tanya Amar Reb Meir, Kava Komer. Reb Meir says it's a Kava Komer. I can prove to you the right terminates. Now, this is a little bit harder with the shot that I just gave, but the way Rashi takes it, Kiddushi Rishot Rabin of Israel, did Erusin with the Bak Kohen, Ein Ma'achilin, which really means, according to this pshat, that it's post sale the truma. In other words, if a Yisrael goes through Erusin with the Bak Kohen, he passes her for truma. And indeed, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, when Rabbeinu Chananel has a girsa that indeed he says post sale instead of Ein Ma'achilin. Kiddushi Aveira lo kol shekein. So Kiddushi Aveira, if she goes through, in other words, if she's a Bat Kohen and she has Erusin with Yisrael, her right to Truma terminates. So if she does Kiddushin with somebody who's against Halacha, you know, she's an Almana and she has Kiddushin with the Kohen Gadol. She's a Grusha Chalutza, she has Erusin with the Kohen Hedyot. Certainly it should terminate. That's what Reb Meir says. So Amrulo, the Chachamim, i.e., that's Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Shimon, we saw in Mishnah. And Rebbe Lazar ben Shemua. When you see the town of Rebbe Lazar, it's Rebbe Lazar ben Shemua. And when you see the town of Rebbe Shimon, it's Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai. So Amru lo, so Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon said back to Rav Meir, lo. No, remember, they disagree with him. They hold the right that Truman does not terminate with the Avi sin. Amru lo, lo. They said, no. Kedushat Rishud, he's totally mufka from parts of Truma. In other words, she's entering a whole different ballpark. She's entering the non-Truma ballpark. She went to Kedushat with the Yisrael. She's like leaving the fold, so to speak. He says, he's never ma'achil b'Truma. Tomer b'Kedushat Aveira, she can't. But the Kedushat Aveira, if she's a Grusha Chalutza and she has Kedushat with a Kohen Hedyot, so the Kohen Hedyot, he can cause her to eat Truma in a different place. So they say her right to Truma does not terminate. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I just said? Let's hear it, Fern. What do you got?
Who takes the bigger hit for this Kedushin that shouldn't be Chal? The man or the woman? In other words, how do people... What do they hang their hats on when a shul allows a kohen who married a grusha to duchen?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anybody's allowing it. This is what they're doing.
And these kohanim, what do they hang their hats on?
I don't know. This is what they did. What am I supposed to say? It's people do all sorts of things. All right.
There's no source for it or loophole or anything.
No, they're acting.
Yes,
they're
there
acting,
is. They get piskei din that actually. Annul the marriage of the woman.
Wait, say again, repeat.
They get piskei din? Yes.
What?
They get piskei din that annul the marriage.
Are you talking about a slightly different topic?
So, for example,
it's a different topic. I really don't want to get into this topic today. But the halacha is that if she's the grusha or chalutza, she can't marry a kohen. If they do it, it's against the halacha. Okay, so let me go back into the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says on 5 lines from the bottom, Amar Blazer of Oshia, Sudaka kohen shekidesh bach Yisrael. Now, this is I'm not getting into all the problems. Like Rashi, I explained the way Rashi did his first shot, but some want to say, see, this doesn't work out so well. He says, Psuadaka Kohen. If a Kohen is Psuadaka, he's got problems with his testicles. But the Gemara learns that Psuadaka lo yavo, Psuadaka chushav chabakal Hashem. Psuadaka is not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. He's Surei Kahal. So let's think of a Psuadaka who's a Kohen, Shekideh Shbat Yisrael. He's been Kaddish Shbat Yisrael. So you see, Rashi, the Gemara is going to compare it to the earlier case. The earlier case, the way the first trial in Rashi, is when you had a Bat Kohen that had an Erusin with a Kohen. So here you'd expect it to be a Psuadaka Kohen, Shekidesh Bat Kohen. So Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says indeed that it's the case of the Gemara with a Bat Kohen. So there's another pshat that Rashi has that we're talking about even where he's been Kaddish Yisrael, but let me leave it the way I have it. So Pesud Dr. Kohen, Shkidish Bach Yisrael, Banam Lachloket, Remeir, Vavlazer, Reb Shimon. So he says, in that case, and I can explain it the way Tosfos says, it's really Pesud Dr. Kohen is the Mekadosh Bach Kohen. So we're going to have the same Lachloket between Remeir, Vavlazer, and Reb Shimon. Remeir da Amar, Mishtemer, Labi, Pesula, Doraita, Lachlo. Remeir says, once you're lined up, and it's not happening right now, but you're lined up down the pike for Bia Pesula is a bia that's not permissible, and that will render the woman a psula. That's a bia a psula. So he says, Rameir says, Mishlamer will be a psula, the right to loachla. So she terminates her right to truma if she's a grusha and she has erusin with a kohen head yod. So he'll say, if you have a bak kohen that is erusin with psudaka, also terminates her right to truma. He says, Hanami loachla. Whereas Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon, who are a Mishnah, say she can continue eating Truma even though she went through Erusin, and even though she's Mishnah Meret L'Bi Psula, everybody agrees once the Nisuin takes place that the right to Truma will be terminated. So the top line of Menzayim Aleph, Hanami Achlo. So here too, they would say they would eat it. So the Gemara is making its Sushnel between the case of the Mishnah of, you know, an almana with the Kohen Gadol or Grusha Chalutza with a Kohen Hedyot, and having her, and she's a bat kohen, having her rights to the truman terminate with a bat kohen who gets an erusin with a petzua daka. So the Gemara thinks that they line up exactly. So the Gemara says, "Mimai, who says that the two are analogous?" Now the Gemara is going to say the two cases are not analogous. Dilma, Adkan lo kami Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Hatam. Maybe Reb Lazar Reb Shimon openly say over there that she can continue eating with truma. In other words, the husband is in a position to cause her to eat truma in a different situation, not her specifically, but the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol, they could cause other women to be able to eat truma. So it's not going to terminate her right to eat truma just going through the Erusin. Here with the Pesud Daka, there's nobody that he can marry because he's prohibited from marrying anybody. So he's not in a position to cause anybody to eat truma. Well, maybe they wouldn't say that the woman can continue eating truma. Maybe you say here also he the Pesud Daka could continue to cause somebody if he marries Bat Gerim. He marries a woman who's a daughter of a Ger or a Gioret. We'll see later on in the Gemara. He says, but we see that Rabbi Yochanan posed this question to Rabbi Oshia, whether indeed that would be the case, and he wasn't able to resolve it. And here, Rabbi Oshia is the one who's making the sushtel. In other words, Rabbi Oshia says that the shtithot are going to line up. So now we're saying they don't seem to line up, because in the first case, the Kohen causes some women to eat truma, not this one, but some women to eat truma. But with the Tzudaka, it causes nobody to eat. And if you say about the Gerim, so Rav Oshi himself was not able to resolve that. We'll see, it's according to one opinion with it. We'll see. So the Gemara has other answers. Itmar, Abba Imar, Ho'uma, Kila, Belo Yida'a. So Abai says, look, he does cause her to eat truma, Belo Yida'a, when he doesn't know her in the biblical sense, meaning, if he married her already, and then he became a psua daka, a different case. In other words, if he went through with the suin with a woman, and then he became psua daka, and he didn't continue to have sexual relations with her, he would cause her to eat truma and would not be terminated. So that being the case, there is a case in the world where the psua daka causes somebody to eat truma, so there would be analogous. Rava Amar, Rava says, and here I think the Rosh Hashanah said Brexit should be he causes not a woman to eat truma, but he the Psuadaka, if he has an Evet Kanani or a Shivcha Kanani, he causes them to be able to eat truma. In other words, if a Kohen has an Evet Kanani or Shivcha Kanani, they get to eat Kohen Kikna Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo, Bu Yochabo. If a Kohen acquires an Eved, the Eved can eat it. So he causes that person to eat it. So we did find, according to Abai Barava, two cases where he does cause people to eat Truma. Either he causes the wife to eat Truma, and when he had Nisun, when he was a healthy person, and then he became a Suadaka, if he doesn't have relations with her, he causes her to eat Truma, or he causes his Avadim to eat Truma. So then, if that's the case, then our problems are resolved, and the two cases seem analogous. Now, the Gemara wants to know why everybody doesn't hold like everybody else. Abayi lo amar karava. So Abayi's shot was that he's ma'akila b'lo yidav. Why doesn't he like Rava's shot about the Avadim? He says, kinin d'ishut, mikinin d'ishut yalfinam. So it makes more sense that we should analogize cases when they're both talking about the same thing. So kinin of ishus, in other words, the relationship between a husband and wife, when you talk about a kinin in that respect, that's different than a kinin with an eved. With a kinin and eved, you know, you have the kinin gufo, and you also have a kinin mamon in the eved. The kinin with a wife is different. So it makes sense, he thinks, if you're talking about truma, that we should link up kinin of ishut with the kinin of ishut, which is the way that's why Abaye gave his example where he married her, he was healthy, and then he became injured. He says, well, I'm not going to learn anything about Ishus from a marital relationship with Truma from the fact that the Kohen owns an Eved. For Rava, who says the Eved case you know, proves the analogy. He doesn't say like Abaye with the guy who became married her and then became a psudaka. Shani hatam shkvar achla. That case, he doesn't think shows anything because she was already eating truma when he was healthy. And then he became a psudaka. So we're looking for a case that he causes her to eat truma. As we said, that the Kohen Hedyot or the Al Kohen Gadol in a different situation can cause somebody to eat truma. Here he's not causing it. He's just like permitting it to continue on. He says, "Va'abaye shekabara achlo lo aminan." He says, Abaye says this svara shekabara achlo. We're not going to. It's not a svara that we're going to adopt. He says, "The ilo te mahachti shekabara achlo aminan." Now let's go back again. The Abaye says, "Ho machila b'lo yidara." So, and Rabbah rejected that because you're learning Shekhar Akhla. Babai Shekhar Akhla Uminan, the Elote Mahaki Bat Yisrael Shinisa, the Kohen, Umid, Techel. In other words, the idea that she's eating because she was eating already doesn't hold water, what Abai's saying. In other words, Rabbah says she's grandfathered in. Abai says there is no such a Sfara as being grandfathered into Truma. He says, because if you're not going to say that way, Bak Yisrael, she needs to hit the Kohen. Let's say you have a Bak Yisrael, she's from a non-Kohen family, she marries a Kohen, and now she's eating Truma, Umit, and then the husband dies. So Teichuk, Shekvar Achla. So if that would be the Sfara, then she would be able to continue eating because she was already like grandfathered in. She's already eating up to now, but we don't say that. So that Sfara is nothing to be concerned about. But Rava says, no, hatam pakikinyane. Over there, when the person's dead, his kinyan over the woman terminates with his death. Hakalo pakikinyane. Here, the kinyan is still on. In other words, Rava thinks that the way I could explain the situation with Abaye's answer, where he became a psuidaka after the nisuin, is because she's grandfathered into the truma. And indeed, he thinks that it does work in halakha. Because his kinyan hasn't terminated, and so there's a different reason that we could ascribe to why she's able to eat truma, and that's not probative in our case. All right, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll go on. Okay, so the first thing is we learned about machloket in the Mishnah about women who I was saying the pshat the way Rashi's first pshat and Tosos takes it, Benot Kohen, who you know, could eat truma from their father's house, and then they do an erusin with somebody they shouldn't do. So there's a machlok between Reb Meir and Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon whether they can or cannot continue eating truma. According to Reb Meir, it terminates. That's it. They're finished because she's omitted the bia psula. She's lined up to do a bia psula, and according to Chamim, they're machshir with that. And then we had a lot about the dharma and the garsh. I'm not going to get into. Then the Gemara quoted Reb Lazar and Reb Oshia, a similar question, the Psuadaka Kohen Shishbat Yisrael, and the way Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel that he learns it's a Psuadaka Kohen Shishbat Kohen, to make it analogous, a Bat Kohen that goes to Erusin with a Psuadaka. And a Psuadaka is somebody that's not allowed to come to Kahal, but he happens to be a Kohen. So Reb Lazar says in Reb Oshia that the Machlok would be the same thing. The Reb Meir who holds that once you do the Erusin, no more Truma. And Reb Lazar should say, you still eat Truma until at least the same thing. So that would be it. So then the Gemara says, wait, is that necessarily the case? Are the two cases necessarily analogous? Maybe Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon only say that you can continue eating Truma because the husband has an ability to cause somebody to eat Truma in another situation. He says, but here, but the Psuadaka, there's nobody he can cause to eat Truma because he's nobody he can marry. So maybe the ticket to Truma is more impaired here. So the same people who say that she can continue eating Truma after Erusin by, you know, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, maybe they wouldn't stay by the Psuadaka. So that's the question. So then the Gemara says, well, maybe you could say, look, he can maybe give her Truma if he marries, you know, where one of her parents was a ger or a gioret, but That sounds so pashut, because Rav Oshi is the one making the analogy. Rav Oshi didn't know the answer to that question, which we'll see numbered later on in the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, though, Abaye and Rava have their own answers. Abaye says that he could continue to cause her to eat food below Yida'a. In other words, if he did the Nisuin, he was a healthy Kohen, so she now sees eating Truma, and now he doesn't continue to have sexual relations with her, so she continues to eat Truma. So there is a case that he causes her to eat Truma. And then Rava says he causes his Abadim to eat Truma. So we have cases where he causes them to eat Truma. Then we went through why each one doesn't hold on the other shot, but I think I'm going to close the day at that. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
Is a Daka Patsua allowed to marry a
Suadaka.
Is he allowed to marry a Mamzeret?
So that's a question. A Kohen or a regular Suadaka?
You can take him down, Syriate him.
Yeah, so there's a mission later on.
Oh, Mamzer is not Kal Hashem, right?
Yeah, so he should be able to marry. There's a mission later on in Ayin Vav, 76a, on Ayin Vav. The mission says, two dak and push shot door, and we turn to Yorid with Shukreret. Bein and Asrin, and we love Oba Kahal. So, to marry a Mamzer, I don't think he's allowed to marry a Mamzer. I don't think he's allowed to marry a Mamzer because there's an Isur for somebody for Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So I don't think he can marry a Mamzer, but I need to look into it. Okay? 1 second. I need to look into it, but I don't think he's very glad to. I don't think he's allowed to. All right. Well, what's the next question?
I have a question. Why doesn't I miss why Rava doesn't hold like a Abaye?
So, Abaye, yeah, because Rava says that the fact that the case that Abaye gives is really where the person was grandfathered in. In other words, we're looking for a case where he's ma'achil, that he causes somebody to eat truma. But Abaye gives a case where she was eating truma because she was his wife, and then he became suadaka. So it's just she's continuing on with the same situation, you know what I mean? Which is different than causing somebody to eat truma. You understand?
Yeah, but wouldn't Abaye agree that she has to stop eating truma at that point?
No. In other words, that's a halakha. The Gemara, it's the Gemara later on. It's a Mishnah later on.
She could continue eating.
If look at the Rashi, the fifth arrow line, he says, he was married to her, she was in the truma, but not to a doctor. If he has relations with her, she can't eat truma, because once he has relations with her, he turns into a halala. He says, but if he doesn't have any relations with her, harizu chalat. So the Mishnah later on in the Ayin that says that. So.
And once they have beer, he has to stop. She has to stop eating truma.
Right, that's correct. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on. All right. So, all right. Everybody mute themselves. All right. So we're around 20 lines down in Zayin Amar Aleph with the word Gufa. So Gufa earlier. We quoted the line earlier in the Gemara, by me name Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oshia. So this we mentioned earlier, that Rabbi Yochanan proposes the following question, Rabbi Oshia, Suadaka Kohen, if you have a Suadaka who's a Kohen, Shnesabat Gerin, and he married a woman, it's going to come out that one of her parents was a convert. Maoshia Chalena Betruma. Can he cause her to eat Truma? So Ishtik. So Rabbi Oshia was silent. Say anything. Later on, another great person came in and asked him something totally different. And Rav Oshia gave him the answer. Rav Yehuda Nasiya, who's the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, said to Rav Oshia, Isn't Rabbi Yochanan a great person? So so why didn't you give him an answer? So Amar Lay, Sraboshi said, the Kabai Minay Milta Lay Pitre. He asked me a question and I have no answer for. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to analyze what's the difficulty. So again, the question is, you have a Ptsua Daka who's a Kohen, and he marries a woman who's one of her parents who's a convert. So can he cause her to eat truma? Can he cause her to eat truma? So the issues are going to be, as a Kohen, is he allowed to marry a Bat Gerim? And secondly, as a Ptsua Daka, is he allowed to marry this woman? In other words, there's two thresholds. Who's a Kohen allowed to marry? And who is a Ptsua Daka allowed to marry? So the Gemara says, Laman. So the Gemara says, now we're going to see there's going to be three shitot about what the Ptsua Daka, or whether what a Kohen is allowed to marry. So let me just sit this outside, then we'll do it inside. And he has it, 29. The most stringent, we're going from the most stringent to the most lenient opinion. It's the most stringent opinion. Now, just on whether you can marry a Kohen, leave out Ptsua Daka. Can a Bat Gerim marry a Kohen? So, according to the Tanna, Rabbi Yehuda, if the father was a Ger, she cannot marry a Kohen. In other words, if the woman's father was a Ger, she can't marry a Kohen, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the second opinion, Lezer Yaakov, if either one of the parents is a born Jew, she can marry a Kohen. So it means if either one is a convert, she can marry a Kohen, as long as one is a native-born Jew. And according to the Tanna of Yossi, even if both parents are Gerim, she can marry a Jew. She can marry a Kohen, I should say. She's not even marrying a Kohen. Okay? So the most stringent is if the father, it was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if the father is a Ger, she can't marry a Kohen. And then the second opinion is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds, if either parent is a Ger, she can marry a Kohen, but not both. And then Rabbi Yossi holds, even if both parents are Gerim, she can marry a Kohen. Now, just one second, please, everybody keep muted. People are unmuting themselves. Please mute. Okay, let me help you out. Okay. Now, it's a Davar Muskam that a Kohen cannot marry a Ger, or a Gioret. That's a Davar Muskam. Gioret has a halakha of a zona. So a Kohen can never marry a Gioret. But here we're talking about where one of the parents or both parents were Gerim. So let's see what's going on. So Rabbi Yehuda is the most stringent opinion. So the Gemara says, he says, Laman, Ila Rabbi Yehuda. So with what shita was Rabbi Yochanan asking? So Rabbi Yochanan is asking, can a Ptsua Daka marry a woman who had a parent who was a convert? So the Gemara says, which shita was he asking? Either Rabbi Yehuda, if he was asking within the shita of the Tanna of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the father is a convert, she can't marry. So So now the second question is, a lot of different variables here. The second variable is, when he becomes Ptsua Daka, is he still subject to the same restrictions on marriage as a regular Kohen? When he's a Ptsua Daka, maybe he can marry a Grusha, maybe he can marry anybody that he's a Ptsua Daka. So he says, either Rabbi Yehuda, so whether he maintains his kedusha, he the husband, the Ptsua Daka or not, she's not going to eat truma. Even kedusha tekoi, if he retains his kedusha, meaning and he's prohibited on everybody that a regular Kohen would be prohibited, loachla the amar mar bagir zachar kibat halal zachar. He says means when he says amar mar means that Rabbi Yehuda himself said. The daughter of a Ger Zachar, the daughter of a convert, a male convert, kibat halal Zachar, is like a halal. So if a halal is like the daughter of a halal, so the daughter of a halal is halala, So the Kohen marries the Kalala, he doesn't cause her to eat truma, so she can't eat truma. That's odd. Ilabik should take kai. On the other hand, if I say he doesn't, he, the Ksudaka, doesn't retain his Kedusha, and the restrictions about who can marry in terms of Kohenim are reduced, lo akla, she still can't eat the truma. He says, Ayinam kahal gerim iki kahal. He holds that kahal gerim are called a kahal, meaning the Ptsuadaka, lo yevo Ptsuadaka, kut shavka bekal Hashem. The admonition is the Ptsuadaka can't come bekal Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the kahal gerim are considered part of the kahal Hashem. It's machloket tanayim. So with either side, whichever way we play it out, the answer to the question seems pretty clear. So if Rabbi Yochanan was asking Rabbi Oshia within the sheets of the town of Rabbi Yehuda whether he retains his kedusha, meaning the surah is still in place, then he can't marry her. He's assuming here that the father was a ger. He says, or if he doesn't maintain his kedusha, she can't eat it because he's still not allowed to marry her because he's suadaka, and the suadaka can't come to Kal Hashem. The Ilah Rabbi Yossi, and if he was asking within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is the most liberal opinion. He holds that a Kohen can marry a Kohen can marry a woman even if both parents were Gerim. Either way, she's going to eat the Truma. He says, if he, the Psuadaka, retains his Kedusha, meaning the restrictions of Kahuna are still in full force for him, the Amar, so in terms of that, he'd say, yeah, that's fine. So she converted. So in terms of marrying the ger, there's not a problem with that. Then Ilabik Dushatekai, and if he doesn't retain his Kedusha, he says, Akla, she still eats it. Amar Kal Gerim Lo Kal. In other words, he holds the admonition of the Torah, Lo Yavo Psuadakaba Kal Hashem, does not include Gerim. So she's from Kahal Gerim. So the Ger is a full-fledged Jew, but you know, you may remember, or people may recall, like the fourth parak in Kiddushin mentions Asra Yuchsin Alu Mi Babel, that there were 10 social groups that made Aliyah from Babel. You know, Kane and Levi, Yisraeli, Chalal, and Gere. Anyway, it's a different group, so not everybody has all the same view. Ella Aliba Dahai Tana. So the Gemara says, rather, by process of elimination, let me just get to the end of the sugya, and then I'll take questions and we'll go on. He says, Ella Aliba Dahai Tana. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan was asking his question whether Psuadaka can marry a woman whose parent had converted to Judaism within the Shita of the Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He says, did not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov there, that a woman who's a descendant of Gerim can't marry Kohen unless her mother's Israel, and if the father's Israel also hold. In other words, he's not more masculine than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a native-born Jewish father, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that either parent can be native-born. In other words, either one can be a convert, either one, but one of them has to be a native-born Jew. He says, "V'hachik tevabai lein," and this is what Rabbi Yochanan was asking Rabbi Oshia, and Rabbi Oshia didn't have the answer for it. Kashrut mitosva baba achla. Do we say when he says, kashrut mitosva baba? So again, there's two. Like hurdles. One is to marry the Kohen, and one is the Psuadaka being able to marry her. Psuadaka. So there's a question about what's Kashrut and what's Kedusha, but the way Rashi learns, Kashrut relates to her ability to marry a Kohen. So, Vahaki Kalabayle, Kashrut mitos vaba. Do I say that this woman can marry a Kohen because he says, and therefore Ba'achla, she eats? Odilma kedusha mitosvaba, or perhaps kedusha mitosvaba, meaning her level of kedusha below achla, meaning she's not allowed to marry a psuadaka. In other words, on the one hand, one of her parents is a convert to Judaism. Where does that leave her with the ability in terms of marriage to this psuadak who's a kohen. So the psuadak who's a kohen, we have to see, is the threshold for kahuna passed? Is the threshold for psuadaka passed? So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that a woman who's one of whose parents is a convert could marry a regular kohen. That we got. But so in terms of his kahuna, so do I say kashrut mitosfa baba achla? Do I say that she can marry kohen? So mamela, so she eats the truma, or do I say dila kedusha mitosfa baba lo achla? Or do I say in addition to that kedusha mitosfa ba, meaning that she's considered part of the kahal Hashem? Lo yavo psu kal gerim is part of the kahal Hashem, and that he can't marry her for that. So let me just do the proof. Tashma, Kiyata Rabbi Acha Bar Chinna Midaroba. When Rabbi Acha Bar Chinna came from the south in Eretz Israel, and sometimes the Gemara has it, people come from the south, and it's a come between, they come with a brisa. I don't know whether they were in the south, they were hiding from the Romans, you know, from the persecution. He says, Atav Aitima Tibiyada. He came and he brought a brisa with him. Means all the Tanaim didn't hear about all these different brises. He says, and the brisa says as follows. How do I know if I have a psuadaka who's a kohen and he marries a bat gerim? And here you have to say bat gerim, one of her parents are a convert, that he causes her to eat truma. And here's a typo. It should be hu yochal bo. If a kohen acquires a nefesh kinyas, hu yochal bo. And the Gemara takes it that the word nefesh is a superfluous word in the pasuk. So it's teaching me that someone else is included in this pasuk. So it's teaching me that this bat gerim who marries the psuadaka can eat truma. So that's the end of the brisa. So the Gemara says, Laman, with which sheet is this brisa working? We learned to read the three sheetot. We learned that there is Rabbi Yehuda, there's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Yossi. The only one we're interested in is Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Laman, ilayim le Rabbi Yehuda. If we say that the Bryce is going within the sheet of Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar, Bein Betushate Kai, Bein La Betushate Kai, Loachla. Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Rabbi Yehuda's the Tana, could be holding with a Bryce, he holds that whether the Psuadaka retains its Kedusha or doesn't retain the Kedusha, there's no way she can eat Truma. We do that about. Be'il Rabbi Yossi, Lamali Kro, Ha'amar, Bein Betushate Kai, Bein La Betushate Kai, Akla. Rabbi Yossi holds that she will eat, but I don't need a Pasuk to teach when she eats. Elav Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is a possible nation. Must be going to the sheet of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Shmuelina Kashrut Mitosfa Baba Achla Shmuelina. So we see that when Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says that the woman who's one of whose parents is a convert can marry Kohen, it just means Kashrut Mitosfa Baba. So she can marry the Kohen, but not that there's any prohibition from the Psuadaka for marrying her. In other words, so Kal Gerim is not called a Kahal and not part of the prohibition. All right. So the issue here was Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oshia, if I have a Psuadaka who's a Kohen, can he marry a woman who has a parent who's a convert? And Rabbi Oshia wasn't able to answer the question. And the Gemara went through a whole Shakla Bataria. We learned that with like three different shitot about a regular kohen marrying a woman whose parents are one or both parents have converted, three-way machloket. But we zoomed in on Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says that as long as one parent is a native-born Jew, she can marry kohen. And then the question became, that's a regular kohen. What about a psuadaka? So the psuadaka has another hurdle to travel over. And that is lo yavo psuadaka b'kal Hashem. So if she's considered part of Kal Hashem, he can't marry her. So the Gemara says, no, she's not. And he can marry her, and she does eat truma, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
Isn't it counterintuitive, though, that she would be able to eat truma?
I don't know. Why?
Because he's not in Kal Yisrael.
Look, a Kohen acquires an Eved Kanani or a Shifcha Kanani. Not that a wife is the same situation. So the Eved Kanani eats Truma. So it isn't a counterintuitive that the Eved Kanani can eat Truma and somebody who's a big Talmud Chacham can't eat Truma? Yeah, he has a different relationship with the Kohen. So it's a different set of rules. All right, that's my best answer. Okay, let's keep moving. I'm going to keep moving because I'm going to run out of time. I'll make sure we finish the top, okay? So now we're on the bottom line of Zayin Amar Allah. Okay, Shmuel Minhal. Now, Itmar, now we're moving on. This is related, but slightly different topic. Itmar, Rav Amar, turn page. Yesh chupa l'psulot, u'shmuel Amar ein chupa l'psulot. So Rav says, now chupa, you know, is erusin and nisuin. So nisuin, we do with chupa. And there's a whole machloket poskim, what is chupa? So some say chupa is when the bride and the katan collar underneath the canopy, that's chuppah. Some say when he takes her into a room, they do the yichud room after, that's chuppah. Some, I think some say he has relations with her, that's chuppah. But chuppah is a kinyan. Chuppah is an acquisition. There's a different kinyanim in halacha. Chuppah is a kinyan. So the question or the issue that came up or here in the Gemara is Rav says, yesh chuppah l'psulot. If I have a kohen gadol who doesn't do erusin with an almana, but he brings her to a chuppah and doesn't have relations with her. So he nevertheless, according to Rav, yesh chuppah l'psulot, he passes her from truma. In other words, like the chuppah is the legal equivalent of bia, and now she can't eat truma. So again, it means I have a kohen gadol and he likes an almana. He doesn't do erusin with her. He just takes her into chuppah. And so according to Rav, he passes her for truma. Shmuel Amar in chuppah l'psulot. Shmuel says no, the chuppah doesn't do anything for the psulot. And again, the psulot are the women who are disqualified from the kuna. Now Amar Shmuel umotu li Abba. Shmuel says, but Abba means Rav agrees with me. Rav will agree with me if you have a young woman, an infant, a child who's less than 3 years in one day. Since Api Alaka, her bia is not called bia, that chuppah does nothing for her. Chuppah is a nullity for her. Now, Agav Orcha, if you look, the Gemara says, Umona li Abba, let's look at Rashi, the third wide line from the top. This comes up a lot, so if you can remember, one of these Rashis are in good shape. Umona li Abba, why does he call Rav Abba? He says, Umona li Abba, Mishu Dekashi Shminei Kari li Abba. Rashi says, because Rav was older than Shmuel. We know that Rav passed away before Shmuel. Kamol Lashon Nisi'im V'Rabi. That means Abba is like a title, an honorific. It's like my prince, my rabbi. But look quickly at Tosfos. You see the Tosfos? It's you know, the third to last Tosfos, the big, thick lines, 20 lines from the bottom. Amar Shmuel Mona Li Abba. Tosfos says, Lo Kamol Shapirish Mekotra Sashon Chashiva. Not the way Rashi says that Abba is a title. Elakach Eshmoshel Rav. That was Rav's first name. It was Rav and Shmuel on a first name basis. So Rav is called Rav. It's like we refer to the Rav, like Rav Yosef Devil Lady Salvation, the Rav. So Rav was a big guy named Baba. They called him Rav. He was the Rav. But his real name was Abba, according to Tosfos. He says, Kidapirish Ba'arach Be'erach Abba, Kidabrina Be'brachot, Ilumaiti Ardulaiva goes Alayla Abba. If they brought the Ardulayim and goes Alayla Abba, I think it's the mushrooms and the pigeons for Abba at a meal. He says, but he refers to Rav as the Abba. Rav Kahana da Amar, Dami Pumi da Abba, no time to have Shiloh. It says the mouth of Abba, like he didn't eat anything. It's like, remember Rav Kahana, I think people remember this Gemara, he hid under the bed when Rav was having relations with his wife. He says, anyway, so the point is by close between Rashi and Tosfos about what Abba. Abba is either a title or it's Rav's first name. Okay, but back in the Gemara. So we're talking about a woman who's younger than 3 years in a day. So even though Rav holds that Chuppah has a legal impact, if you take a psula to a chuppah, even though you didn't do erusin, it has a legal impact, cuts her off from truma. But Shmuel says Rav will agree if the child is less than 3 years in a day, it does nothing. He says, hold it in the bia in the chuppah. So Amar Rav, Afananda Amitanidas. Rav says, we also learn this in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Masechet Nida, Adachim Dalet. Bat Shloshin of Yomachan Kadesh Babia, a woman who's 3 years in one day, could have kiddushei bia, means obviously her father would marry her off, the father would consent to somebody being Mekadisher with Bia, which has to be at least 3 years and 1 day. Below 3 years and 1 day, she's not in the Parsha. Bimbala Yavam Kana, in a Yibam situation, if Reuven, the deceased brother, was married to a Ketana, who he married to the father, and then the Yavam, now Reuven's dead, now Shimon did Yibam with her, he requires her. But if somebody else, if she's married to one person and somebody else has sexual relations with her, he's going to be chayev for Eishadish. In other words, his act of Bia is a legal act of Bia. And that'll be enough. He says, if she would be a Nida, you know, it's not typical that a child that young would be a Nida, but if she would be a Nida, so she's Matami Boala, she's Matami the one who's having relations with her, Matami Mishkaf Tachton Ke'elyon. It means the Nida herself, you may recall, she's Matami, you know, every, it was the Nida's an Abatuma, so she's Matami all the cushions to be like an Abatuma. But the one who has relations with the Nida, he's Matami things to be like a Rishon Tuma. So it means Mishkaf Tachton Ke'elyon. It means it's Matami Mishkaf Tachton, the thing that he lies on, or the cushion, the mattress, whatever, Ke'elyon Oshel Zav, that which the Zav carries, which is a Rishon Tuma. Nisei LeKohen Ochelet B'Truma. If she does the Nisuin with the Kohen, and obviously she's having relations with him, then she eats with Truma. If anybody, you know, a forbidden sexual person, you know, like a mamzer, would have relations with her, or a non-Jew, he'd pasul her from Truma. So that's the end of the Mishnah. So now, Rabbi adduces his proof. So he extrapolates, if you have a child who's 3 years and a day, her Bia is a Bia, she's the one that also will become pasul from chuppah. In other words, chuppah we think is intimately related with the bia. That's what he assumes. Abhuta mi bat shloshim nivachad lo mafasal bia lo mafasal nami bechuppah shmamina. You know, I'll just mention something. There's a story about Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was a big gadol in Europe, and he came to America in November of 37 to raise money for his yeshiva, Ali Torah in Baranowitz. And he, when he was here, there were a lot of things he didn't like in America, very critical of different things he saw. But he was once staying in somebody's house, and the host's, you know, child, you know, but was older than 3 years, came into the kitchen. He Rabbi Elkanah wanted to bench, and the child came in with a sleeveless dress, but she was only, I don't know, maybe like whatever, five or whatever it was. So he didn't want to bench in the presence of this child, because he felt it was an erva that her sleeves were, you know, sleeveless. And he, so he waited a very long time till she left the room, but he didn't want to say, please take her out of the room, because he was a guest in the house. But so people think, you know, who cares? A small child, you know, like, but you see that in halacha, once a child is 3 years and a day, so there's a din and bia that applies to her. So she's in a different getter. All right, let me just wrap up today's daf. All right, who's got questions, comments that we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, so let me wrap up today's daf. Now, two lines from the bottom.
Rabbi, question regarding 3 years and 1 day. Why do you need the extra day?
So the extra day is just means that you're entering the next year. That's what it means. It's like the bar mitzvah is 13 and a day. It means 13, or you're entering the like the 14th year. It means complete 3 years, and then you're entering the next year.
Plus some.
That's what they, okay.
Okay, and regarding what we spoke about earlier, that, you know, Rabbi Yochanan asked the question and answer was not given to him over there. Then they say he did not have an answer. Is there a particular reason he did not answer him and did not tell him, for example, I don't know?
Well, that's...
He did not...
That's
not
he, I mean, he that, didn't, he, I don't... He, I didn't... He was silent. I don't know what more to say. I don't know more to say. All right, let me see. It was the only thing he could have said is, I don't know the answer. Is what he should have said. I don't know. All right, Ha'ara. All right, let me go further with the Gemara. Now, two lines for the bottom. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Now, Yesh Chupa L'Psul Bala Machlok Rabbeinu Rav Elazar Ben Rav Shimon. Now, we said before it was Machlok. Chupa L'Psul, again, if Kohen brings one of the P'Psul to a Chupa, does it terminate the right to Truma? In other words, you know, she's a Grusha. So we had, Rav said, there's a Chupa L'Psul terminates, she was a Nat. Now, the Gemara says, at least according to Rabbi Bar Chama, he thinks this issue turns on the Machlok that we learned in our Mishnah at the beginning of today's daf. Amar Rabbi Rachami Yishkup L'Psul Bala Machlok Rav Meir Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Talui with Machlok to Rav Meir Rav Elazar Rav Shimon on the top line on Nun Chedem and Alba. Rav Meir the Amar Kiddushin Pasli Kupanami Pasla. Rav Meir holds that even Kiddushin with the woman passes her from Truma because, remember we said, it's all made for Bia P'sula. So it says, Kiddushin Pasli Kupanami Pasla. Chupa will also pasul her. We'll see. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Amar Kiddushin lo pasul, Chupa nami lo pasul. And they say not, so Chupa also will not pasul her. So let's see. Umimai. So the Gemara says, is that Mochrach? He says, Dilma, Anshul Lekur Meir Hatam, Amar Kiddushin the Kalila. In other words, let's take Rameir first. Rameir holds, he did Kiddushin with this woman. Even though the main thing we're concerned about is the bia, but the kiddushin that terminates your right to the truma. So here the chuppa also will terminate it. So where is that true? Dilma, I'm coming from Rameir Hatam and the kiddushin with the kanila. So kiddushin it has a legal force and effect. In other words, she becomes his wife. She needs a get. In other words, there are different demons that apply once you do erusin. But the chuppah, it doesn't do anything. In other words, it doesn't have any legal portent. In other words, in this case, it did according to Rav. But otherwise, it doesn't have a legal portent without Erisin ahead of time. Inami, so who knows that Rameir would say the same thing? Inami, I've kind of looked at Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Hatam. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon say, you can continue eating Truma. Elam Kiddushin lo krivi labia. Yeah, by Kiddushin in the whole, you continue eating Truma because Kiddushin is removed from Bia. In other words, like normally you do Kiddushin, then a year later you do Chuppah, but it's removed, you know, in terms of ritual, in terms of, process from Bia. About Chuppah, the cream of the Bia, that's not the pasta. Maybe they would hold, Chuppah normally is right before Bia. Maybe they would hold that in that case, that does pasta. So the Gemara is rejecting that analogy. So, Blina, tomorrow we'll see a different Hasbro with this. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did tonight? Okay, let's continue the recording for a second.